In Iconic Products, we look at an Irish glassmaking company with a tradition dating back to the 18th century. Waterford Crystal. It sparkles like diamonds, its edges shining with the colours of the rainbow. It is heavy, but not quite solid. Used for glasses, lighting, or decoration, it is an alchemy of silica, potash, and lead oxide. And if you find the seahorse logo, you know you are looking at Waterford Crystal. Ireland has a long tradition of glassmaking, but the story of this crystal begins in 1783. Brothers George and William Penrose established a glassworks in Waterford, Ireland's oldest city, on the southeast coast. Soon they were producing the finest quality flint glass, and their glass products were bought, for example, by King George III, 1738 to 1820. The glassworks closed in 1851, but Waterford Crystal was back in business in 1947, with Czech experts adapting traditional Irish designs. The best-selling Lismore pattern is inspired by Lismore Castle, close to Waterford. Other designs represent the legends and history of the area. Anyone wanting to become a master craftsman at Waterford must complete an 8-year apprenticeship. Even then, every piece created by a craftsman is inspected 6 times, and if at any stage the product is less than perfect, it is smashed and sent back to the furnace. In 1966, Waterford chandeliers were installed in Westminster Abbey, and for New Year's Eve in 1999, a giant Waterford crystal ball featured in the celebrations for the new millennium in Times Square, NYC.